Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 19th day of the month of Adar. Today is day 530. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage, we pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ken Brotkin of Congregation in B'nai Israel, Manalapan, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Brotkin slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, which will be recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Brotkin will lead us in the recitation of our three daily Mishaverach, the Mishaverach for Tzahal, for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaverach for the Chatufim, for the hostages, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Brotkin will pause and give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of refuah, including the soldiers in Israel, which there's a link in the daily email, which you can access by registering or subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim Call. I make the announcement each and every day because each and every day, literally, people keep on subscribing and we greatly appreciate it. So again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Just one housekeeping note, and it's actually connected to today's rabbi who's on, Rabbi Brotkin from Manalapan. I will be out of heading to Eretz Israel, heading to Israel tomorrow for my niece's wedding and her soon-to-be chassan, her chatan, her husband, my new nephew, is from Manalapan. So there is the connection to today's call. And I am grateful to my colleague, Binyamin Cement, who will be guest hosting the program tomorrow on Thursday, as well as Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, who will be hosting the call next week, Monday through Wednesday. And I look forward in your Tashem, please God, to being back with all of you next week on Thursday. With that, bechavod, with a great honor, Rabbi Brotkin.
Thank you very much, Herman. It's great to be with you and to be joining everyone from here in Manalapan, Central New Jersey. I wanted to share that I think one of the most powerful concepts the Torah has introduced the world to is the potential for personal redemption. And a surprising example of personal redemption, someone you must have heard of, is Monica Lewinsky. Lewinsky actually recently launched a podcast called Reclaiming, and she uses her journey to teach others about how we're not defined by our mistakes. Now, like many of you, I became aware of Monica Lewinsky during the infamous Interngate scandal. But like many Americans, I came to understand her more over the years because in 2014, she wrote an article for Vanity Fair titled Shame and Survival, where she acknowledged her past mistakes, the affair that she had. But she didn't stop there. She shared a very personal account of what it's like to be publicly shamed and how she survived. Her article led to a TED Talk that's been viewed by millions of people. After nearly being driven to suicide by her global humiliation, Lewinsky transformed her experience into a powerful call for compassion. Lewinsky's journey is a vivid example of a common mistake we often make, defining someone by a wrong they have committed. When someone makes a mistake, we might dismiss them as irredeemable. Recently, we've seen the rise of cancel culture that has sparked its own backlash. But if we look at the Torah, we see how the Torah guides us to rise up from our lowest moments. In fact, the Talmud teaches us that both the sin of the golden calf and King David's sin with Bathsheba were grievous sins, but the Torah didn't erase them. In fact, we are encouraged to reflect upon their sins. Why? Because the Torah wants us to learn a vital lesson. Even after sin, redemption is possible. After the golden calf, future generations were reminded that repentance is within reach. And David's story teaches us that people can rise from their mistakes. King David is one of the greatest leaders of Jewish history, but he sinned. And he turned his greatest failure into a springboard for growth. And so we're not defined by a single moment, a single conversation, or even a single year in our lives, because our story is continually being written. But if we do sin, how do we rebound? What's the path to redemption? And I think that the Parah Aduma offers us an important insight into this, because this week we mark Parshas Parah, a time when we read about the red heifer, the Parah Aduma, and it reminds us of a time in the Jewish calendar when we prepare ourselves for Pesach. It's a time that we reflect on Tumah impurity and Tahara purity, because in ancient times we would purify ourselves before bringing the Korban Pesach. And as we approach Nisan, we think about the opportunity for spiritual rebirth. The Parah Aduma, red heifer, played a central role in this process. The red cow, a symbol of physical strength, was burned. Its ashes were mixed with water to purify those who had become impure. And the Talmud connects the red heifer to the golden calf, saying the sin of the golden calf polluted the Jewish people, and only the ashes of the red heifer could restore purity. Rashi gives a striking metaphor. He says that if the golden calf made us impure, if the maidservant's son soils the king's courtyard, the mother must come and clean it up. So too the mother of the golden calf, the red heifer, must come and clean up the sin of the golden calf. What's the message over here? We don't ignore our sins or sweep them under the carpet. We don't hide from the golden calf. We use its symbolism when we want to purify ourselves. And likewise in our own lives, if we have a past, we embrace our past mistakes as we purify ourselves and grow. And no greater example of this than King David. In fact, in the 51st Psalm, David reflects on his sin with Bathsheba, an affair that led him to orchestrate the death of Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. And King David reflected on that so much, and he acknowledged it was the words, the very simple words, Chatati l'Hashem, I have sinned against God. David doesn't deny his sin or try to justify it. Instead, he fully acknowledges it, and he seeks redemption. His words, in fact, in the 51st Psalm, have become the foundation of Teshuvah liturgy, repentance liturgy that you're familiar with. He says, Lev Tahor Barali Elohim, create within me, God, a pure heart. Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi, renew a steadfast spirit within me. And so it's tempting to think that if we sin, we should just like move on, forget about it. But the truth is that when we make a mistake, we can think about that and embrace the challenges we've been through, and from there grow, change, and even help others along the way. Monica Lewinsky is one example of that. In fact, she tried to reclaim her own life in many ways after her scandal. She applied to law school, appeared in documentaries, even moved to London to pursue a psychology degree. Finally, in 2014, she came forward with using her painful experience to advocate against bullying. And in doing so, she didn't attempt to run away or erase her past. She embraced it, her story, and used that as a tool to help other people. And that's such a powerful thing when we find the strength to teach others through our own paths. So as we approach Nisan, we're coming to a month of renewal, a month of redemption, and we remember we are not static beings. We can transform ourselves. In fact, the Haftarah from Yechezkel powerfully teaches us, Zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem. God says, I will pour clean waters upon you, and you will be clean. V'nesati lechem lev kadosh. I will place a new heart within you. V'ruach kadosha atein bekir b'cham. I will place a new spirit inside of you. Let's remember that as we prepare for Pesach, as we read the Haftarah. Let's remember the lessons of the golden calf and the lessons of David. And let's embrace our own failures and our own shortcomings, knowing that from the challenges and the missteps of our past, we can rise up and Hashem can give us a lev hadash, a new heart, and he can pour out a ruach hadasha, a new spirit on every single one of us. And with those thoughts of renewal and redemption going into the month of Nisan, let us read the 20th Psalm. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yan, I'm in the 20th Psalm to Tehillim Chaf. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yan Chadanoi Biyom Sara. Yitzagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Umitziyah Yitzadakom. Yizkor Kol Minchosacha. The olascha yedash nesala, yitan lecha chilvavecha, v'chol asascha yimalei, neranana b'yeshua sacha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yalvei Adonai tol nish'alo. Atka yodati, tihoshia Adonai meshicho, Ya'anehu mishmei kadsho, b'gevuros yesha yimino, eila berechev, vo'eila basusim, v'yanachnu b'shem Adonoi Eloheinu nizkor, heima karu v'nafalu, v'yanachnu kamnu v'nis odad, Adonoi Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu Biyom Karinu. We're going to continue now with the 23rd Psalm, Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonoi Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Deshe, Yar Bitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yeshovev, the Magle Tzedek, Nashir Shovev Yancheni B'Magle Tzedek L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geit Tzol Maves, Lo Ivara Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecha U'mishantecha, Hema Yenachemuni, Ta'aroch L'fonoi, Shulchan Neged Tzogagai, Vishanta Bashemin Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Achtov Vachesed Yirdefuni, Koyimei Chayai, Vishavti Beves Adonoi, Liorech Yamim. We're going to continue now with Psalm 121, Tehillim Kufchap Aleph. Shir Lamalos, Esa Enai El Harim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonoi, Osei Shomayim va'aretz, Al yitain lamot raglecha, Al yanum shomerecha, Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonoi shomerecha, Adonoi tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Yomam ha'shemesh lo yakecha, V'yareyach b'layla, Adonoi yishmarcha v'pora, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonoi yishmar teis chavoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130, Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim karasicha Adonoi, Adonoi shima b'koli, Tieno aznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonoi miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonoi kivisa nafshi vilidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonoi meshomrim laboker. Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi hachased v'harbei imo fedus, Behu yifda es Yisrael mikol avonosav. The last parak of Tehillim that we will read is Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Koli el Adonoi ezak, koli el Adonoi eschanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid, bihisatef olai ruchi, bihataya datin nesivasi, biorach zu ahalech tamnu fachli, habet. Yemin rei, v'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nafshi, zo'achti eilacha Adonoi, amarti ota machzi, chelki b'eretz hachayim, hakshiv el dinasi, ki delosi maod, hatzileni mirodfai, ki amtu mimeni, hotzia mimasger nafshi, Lohodot Hashemecha, Biach Tiru Tzadikim, Kisigmol Alay. We'll now continue with Achenu.
Achenu Kol Beit Yisroel. Achenu Kol Beit Yisroel. Hanetzunim B'tzara. The Tsar of Ishiv Yahomnim, Vain Bayam, Vain Bayabasha. Hamakom, Yirachem, Yirachem Alehem, Vyotsiem, Itzada, Lirvachom, Meafel Aliora, O Meshibon, Legeola hashta beagala uvizman kariv.
Our brethren, the entire house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, v'nomar, let us say, Amen. I'm now going to say Nisha Beirach for the members of the IDF, the members of Israel Defense Forces, should they be in harm's way. Nisha Beirach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagenal Yisrael V'Anshei Kokos HaBitachon HaOmdim Al Mishmar Arsenu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaVanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, ביביר ובים. ייתן אדוני אסויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציר לחיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע מאכלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שוננו תחתיהם ויאשרם בקשר ישוע וביתרס ניצחון וקיום בהם הכסוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם עליכם לכם. Vilachem lechem imoyveichem lohoshia eschem v'nomar Amen. And we will now say a Misha Berach as we pray for all of our brethren who are being held in captivity. Misha Berach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Yaron David Shlomo. Hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nezrei tzva hagenal Yisrael u'shivuyav v'yeskol achenu hanesuni b'tzaro b'shivya. Bavor shekol akahal kadosh hazem es palel bavoram kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotzei michoshech l'salmavus u'mosroteihem yinatek u'mitzukoteihem yoshiim v'yishivei mehera l'cheik mishpakoteihem yodu l'adonai chasdov v'niflaot lav v'nivnei adam v'kuyam behem mikrasha kasuv v'fuyzei adonai yeshuvu nubau tzion bevina v'simchas olam al rosh sham Sasson v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yigon v'nacha v'numar. Amen. And finally, we will close with a Misha Berach, a prayer for those who are ill. Misha Berach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'yat. Let me just pause for a moment. We're going to pause for half a minute for those for you to insert names of your friends or loved ones who may be ill. Misha Berach, Abbasin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yaron, David, Shlomo, Yevorech, Yerapei, Esacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alayhem Lahaklimam Lahaposam Lahachazikam Lahachayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refua Shalema Min HaShemayim L'Ramach Evrehem U'Shesav Yideham B'Tok Shar Chole Yisrael Refua Tanefesh U'Refua Taguf Hashta Bagala Bizman Kariv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Brockton. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your session in the near future. As I shared prior, as Rabbi Brockton getting on, I will be out tomorrow as well as most of next week, heading to Israel tomorrow for my niece's wedding. Mazel tov to my brother, Daniel and Sonny Herman, as well as to my parents and to the entire extended family, which includes Rabbi Brockton now because the chassan is from the Nalatan. Anyways, I look forward to being back together with each and every one of you next week. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. And tomorrow, Binyamin Sement will be sitting in the studio to host the program. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing each of you a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful Shabbos, and looking forward to being back together. We've got in Yirat Hashem next Thursday.